Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at consumer protection issues. And our guest, Sandy Chalmers, Assistant Deputy Secretary with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the department, will be talking with us about all kinds of things, how to figure out if a summer job offer is legit, the latest from the IRS, and some other scams as well. So looking forward to visiting with them. But I also love to see the smiling face of Wisconsin Public Radio's own Brandy Funk.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning to you. And she's here to help me tell you that we need to raise some money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. So I hope you'll give your support at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. And we're doing pretty well.
We are doing pretty well. Last hour, we heard from 12 new and returning members. Thank you for those pledges. And right now, I'm excited to share that we have a dollar-for-dollar match for the next hour, up to $4,000.
All right.
And this generous match.
I like
is,
that.
I do, too. It's a generous match from a pair of anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle members in Sturgeon Bay. And it means that they'll match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen, people like you, of course, provide the most significant share of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. Your donation is, I like to think about it as an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's an investment in the programs that you deliver and that you listen to and that we deliver to you. And I think we give a great value.
I agree. And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're pretty sure that the programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. You're listening right now, and it's a pretty good bet that you listen every day. During this spring membership drive, we're asking you to support your radio home.
Listeners who value public radio, give what they can to support WPR. If you're already a member, thank you for making Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And if you're not a member yet, today's the day to become one. Make your first ever gift of $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a big year for Wisconsin Public Radio. 2017 marks our 100th anniversary, and right now your pledge to WPR can do more than support the station you love. We're proud to partner with Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison to plant trees and help preserve Wisconsin's forests. You can help. Give $5 a month and ask to plant a tree as your thank you gift. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison will match every tree we plant. Celebrate with us. Make a pledge, help build a forest. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, you can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Brandy Funk, asking for your support of WPR during our spring membership drive. And you know what? Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
What does making a pledge mean? A pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and you pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
So you help pay the costs for this station. We'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge to you. Now, maybe you can make yours right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and do something extra. You can ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Christy from Chicago says, I donated for the quality of programming.
All right, I like
that.
Thank
you, Christy.
Well, we have great guests, and we've got a couple of great guests today, and help support programs like this one. Do it right now. with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And speaking of great guests, Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers with us right now. And I want to kind of jump into some talks with them. I have to tell you, when I was a kid, I applied for a job, and I went in and I talked to the people. I went home. It didn't feel quite right, Sandy. And so I called them and I said, you know what, I'm not going to take the job. And they just berated me on the phone and called me everything under the sun. And at that point, I was really glad I didn't take that job. There are some summer jobs out there that are great, and there are some that aren't so great.
Well, there's also a lot of online fraud these days, and we talk about that a lot. We thought we would talk a little bit about job fraud on the Internet. We recently saw media reports in the Madison area about a college student that was scammed to the tune of several thousand dollars. So there are many legitimate job searching sites. If you use one of those sites, just scroll through their FAQs or fraud tips, whatever, you know, specific that site calls it. So you know what to look for. And that website's tips for how to spot a potentially fraudulent ad. In the Madison area case, what happened was that the young person contacted the organization and sounded like a great job, and then was sent a check to deposit with instructions, this much of the check will cover your expenses, send the balance back to us. Well, we've talked about that fake check scheme many, many times. The check was bad, and the young person was stuck, you know, with that. So there are a lot of good job hunting sites out there, but just use caution.
Yeah, I always thought that ad for, you see one for Mystery Shopper, for example. You know, and I always wonder, are they really going to pay somebody to be a mystery shopper? Michelle, what do you think?
Well, exactly. And so it leads to the same kind of thing Sandy was talking about. Often the mystery shoppers will then send you a check or a payment so you can go out and execute the mystery shopping. But then you're to mail a portion of that back, and the check bounces. You've purchased these goods you don't want. They may or may not accept returns, but you're out the money that you sent back to the company because it was too large. You've done work, spent your time doing it, and you receive no payment. And you may or may not be able to, again, return those goods in that regards. There are legitimate mystery shoppers out there, but usually they're tied to a form of a customer loyalty program, and they're specific to a particular shop, and they'll exchange, instead of paying you cash, they'll give you discounts or gift certificates for that particular business or location. And you usually fill out some form of a survey about your shopping experience. So, you know, be monitoring and watching for different ploys that would pull you in. It's hard when you're first seeking a job to know what too good to be true is, but know if there's not a lot of labor behind a job and you're going to get a lot of money for doing very little work, that's not a lot of reality there. So that's one of those pieces to really be cautious about. Big payment for little work or action on your part.
And by the way, let me offer you a chance to join in our conversation as you listen to Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers. You can call in with your own questions or comments, or maybe you have an experience to share in the consumer scam area. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. I tell you, there's been some fraudulent activity related to supposed calls from the Department of Revenue, Wisconsin Department of Revenue. We can talk about that. We had an IRS investigator on the show a couple weeks ago, and one of the things he talked about was how the IRS is working with private debt collectors. Maybe you could go over that again as well. It's pretty important information, I think, for consumers to know, Sandy.
Well, we heard from the Department of Revenue, who had gotten some calls from taxpayers. They reported getting calls from somebody saying they were with the State Revenue Department claiming there's a problem with your refund. Well, that tends to get our attention. And the callers would go on to ask for name, address, social security number. The interesting thing here is that the caller ID displayed a real Department of Revenue phone number in Milwaukee. So, you know, that would lead the average person to think this is a legitimate call. But remember, neither the IRS nor the State Revenue Department calls you out of the blue and asks for personal information or claims that something's wrong that you need to fix immediately. And neither the IRS nor Revenue Department will ask that you pay via iTunes card or credit card, prepaid debit cards. So that's a red flag. When they ask you for personal information or immediate payment via, you know, iTunes card or Money Pack prepaid debit cards.
So don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Oh, and I got a letter from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, and they said, well, here's your, we are giving you this amount of money that you have coming back. However, we're disputing one of your deductions. And, you know, they listed that. And so you could, I mean, it was obviously from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. And so they asked me to, if I wanted to challenge that, to write them a letter back and explain why I was challenging it, which I did. That came in the mail. They had all that pertinent information in the mail about me as a taxpayer. And so I pretty much knew right away that I was actually dealing with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. They didn't call me up on the phone and tell me I should pay with a whatever.
iTunes card. Right.
iTunes card. Oh,
and
man.
And the issue of the IRS now using debt collectors, we talked about this a little bit on the last show. It was fairly recent, just had been in the news. But IRS, in an effort to combat fraud and confusion on the part of taxpayers, say this only applies to debts to the IRS that have existed for several years. And the taxpayers will get two letters, one from the IRS identifying the name of the collection company they're using, and then a second letter from the collection company. So you should have plenty of upfront notification that this is going to happen. But again, if somebody calls you out of the blue, no matter who they say they work for, and asks for payment of a tax debt by prepaid debit card or iTunes card, you know it's a scam.
Yeah. Talking with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, Kathleen Dunn and her guest recap this week's top stories. That's at 1 o'clock on the Ideas Network. Right now, I'm here to tell you that we're in our spring membership drive, only a day or two of that to go. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we'll get back to our talk today with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers in just a minute. But consumer expert Brandy Funk joins me right now here. And if you want to know about consumer protection, you can go to Brandy. If Michelle
definitely
and Sandy aren't around, she's the gal. And she's here to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Right now, make your gift in support of the programs you count on. And we have a great match.
We do. We have an outstanding match. This hour, dollar for dollar match up to $4,000. It's a great time to pledge because a pair of anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle members in Sturgeon Bay will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support WPR. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're celebrating our centennial this year for 100 years. Can you believe it? Listeners like you have you probably weren't around 100 years ago, but you've been listening lately, and you have relied on WPR programs to learn and understand and make up your minds and pursue your dreams.
And we're proud to be stewards of this useful information, and we look forward to the next 100 years in partnership with you. Listener support is an important part of our future, and You Ensure information is available to everyone when you make your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're looking for the best way to make a gift to WPR, you might consider becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make automatic monthly contributions from your credit card or your bank account.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. The amount is totally up to you. As a sustainer, you'll be an ongoing member of WPR, building a stable source of revenue for your favorite radio station. Contribute right now and become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way. Like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a chance right now to double your money. Every pledge, if you give $100, we have a matching gift of $100, so it turns into $200. So go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Brandy Funk asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, 10 or 15 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, great conversations, and entertainment. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and for others across the state.
Just think about it. If you give a leadership gift of $100 a month right now, it turns into $200 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you might feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't
have at least a million.
It is. But you don't have that much to give. Well, don't worry. Your gift of any amount, and like Larry just said, it doubles for this hour. So whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount is comfortable for you is the right amount. The important thing is to make that pledge right now because we have this outstanding challenge. And at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We still have $3,750 to go to get that match.
That is true.
So there's a lot of room there. I tell you what, that dollar for dollar match is still in effect. $3,750 to go. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and do something extra. Ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Danny from Appleton says, love, love, love WPR shows. Thank you so much for that comment, Danny. Lawrence from Middleton says, WPR is great. Thanks for your great programming. Well, thank you if you've already contributed. If you haven't contributed yet, now is a great time to do it. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Brandy, I bet, will come back and we'll talk some more with her later.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Sounds like a plan to me. We need to get that $3,750 sort of in our pocket. Let's turn back, though, to our conversation with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We talk with them a lot, once a month, as a matter of fact. It's always great to have them come by to talk about various scams that are going on. And you may have been involved in one, may have a question, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And let's go to Rocky in Partyville with a question. Hi, Rocky. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been getting these text messages that says, sign up for city ID, and then you have a choice of now or later, and that's all the choices. It's not, no, I don't want your city ID or nothing like that. So I just hang up, but I get it 3 or 4 times a day. And I know I've... Some of the calls I've gotten from, you know who Rachel is, from the card services?
Yeah, we know Rachel.
Well, okay, she's called me from my my area code and city identification, so that city identification is no good, so.
Oh, well, Michelle, you may have heard this before or something just like it.
Rachel's been around for a number of years now. She was high volume about 4 or 5 years ago, and then Carmen came along, but Rachel's back. So Rachel, calls are about lowering your interest rate on your credit card, these great offers that you can get. But if you actually engage in the call, they don't even know what kind of credit card you have, and they want all of your information about that to offer you this great deal. And it's really scammers on the other end of the line trying to collect your information, your credit card information, and whatever other information you're willing to hand over during that call. And there's no great interest rate at the end of the day. They just have your information, and then they turn around and use that. But then they can sell your information to other scammers because you've engaged in this telephone call and are willing to consider really great offers. So we advise you just to hang up if you've answered the phone, not answer the phone. Don't return the phone message that Rachel usually leaves for you, because she leaves a message. And if you've answered the phone and it's automated, don't hit the 1 or the 9 to speak to someone or to disconnect and be removed from the list, because that also is an indicator that you're responding to the call. As to the city with the text stuff, I'm not sure what that is, but some of the information that you've said, Rocky, leads me to believe that your location services might be on your phone, and depending upon what app or what you're doing, since they are using area codes for where you vacationed and things, that they're able to pick up and see where you're at, that I may consider taking more restrictions on your location services, because that using that area code is a form of spoofing where they can just put any representation on the caller ID. So just something to consider there.
Yeah, I think he mentioned City ID, and that's an app that comes preloaded on U.S. cellular Android phones, and I know that because I have one. So he can either uninstall that app if he doesn't want it, or as Michelle said, turn off the location services on your phone unless you want it on for some purpose.
Yeah, just go to settings and you'll find it under general, I think, somewhere in there.
And you can turn it on for just particular apps. If you like to do a walking map, you can have that location services on just for those things versus all apps on your phone.
Rocky, thank you so much for calling. You can join in too, 1-800-642-1234. James on Facebook says he saw a scammy-looking vendor on Amazon. The vendor name was contacting me before ordering, and it was ustech@comcast.com or something like that, .net. The product was about $200 below normal market price. Have you seen this before on Amazon, and or is this a scam? Hard to say about a specific one, although you do have some information on some specific ones.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how Amazon vets its vendors. One really good thing about Amazon is that it has the customer reviews, which you should always read through before you purchase from a particular vendor. You probably could contact Amazon and ask for information about that vendor, and that's... Unless Michelle has other advice.
No, I mean, exactly what we always say with Craigslist and everything else. Look at the feedback and the comments that are there, and Amazon's is very good.
Yeah, they're very good at that. Well, here we go. My birthday's coming up. I was born on Mother's Day, and it's rolled around again till this year. Once again, my birthday falls on Mother's Day. And, well, I never get flowers, but a lot of mothers get flowers. And how do we make sure that the company we go through is legitimate?
Well, one of the first things is considering how you're locating the florist that you want to do business with. Are you using an actual location you've driven by and you know is there, or mom's talked about that she just loves flowers from that place because you're in a different city and you're either searching online or using a Yellow Pages system or something. And what we've seen and gotten complaints about is consumers who believe they're doing business with someone who's local because they just use the city name and then florist, and they have what appears to be a local phone number because it has the right area code for that city. So ask questions if you engage with one of those. Check for a website that has a very specific location address, and you can Google Maps it to make sure that address actually exists. Ask where their physical location is, and if you can stop by to see the selection. They don't know yet that you're from out of town wanting to do a delivery, but you may want to stop in and shop. And feel very confident. Check that what their legal business name is and be legitimate about that instead of just the city and florist. So ask these really probing questions about it. If you then feel good that they are a legitimate location and want to do business with them, that's fabulous. Be aware that there are legitimate online florist services out there that have been around for years and do great delivery. What we've seen on these imitation by local type shops that aren't really there is that you don't either, you may not get the delivery at all, or you don't get the delivery you wanted. You might just get a whole bouquet of carnations as opposed to the lilies and roses and Gerber daisies. Have a really good understanding. And that's true of anyone you do business with. Know what it is you're purchasing as best you can. Get it in writing. Get it confirmed. Know the full price. And know how much is flowers versus how much you're paying for the vase, or maybe the food, or the filler flowers versus the focal flower.
I've been surprised. That has happened to me where I've ordered flowers. I thought I was ordering, I don't remember what I thought I was ordering, but it certainly wasn't what wound up in my mother's house. It was quite expensive and not anywhere, anything like what had been advertised.
Find out about a guarantee, too, because the flowers may not last more than a day or two, and so how do you follow up if you're displeased with it? Ask that up front, because that's important. Get an email confirmation back, and then use your credit card, because then you can at least dispute the charges at the end of it for exactly that failure to deliver what you thought you were getting.
Another area I wanted to cover was had to do with Western Union. They've just reached a big settlement with the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice. Are you guys, Sandy, are you familiar with that?
This was a big deal. When you think about all the people that have been scammed by that grandparent scam and paid by wire transfer, and paying by wire transfer is a favorite trick of criminals because it's really hard to reverse the charges. And we've said to consumers for years that that's always a red flag. Well, here in this case, the Federal Trade Commission reached an agreement with Western Union for almost $600 million, where people who have been victimized by these scammers can get money back from Western Union. So the Federal Department of Justice is managing the payments back to the victims. If you have been victimized by this in the past, check out the Federal Department of Justice website, because the process is kind of evolving now. You can also give us a call if you have questions, and we can help you get through this. But the Federal Department of Justice will actually run the refunds process.
And who, again, who's entitled to a refund? And
if you sent money via Western Union between January 1st of 2004 and January 19th of 2017 and lost it to a scammer, you might be eligible for a refund. So if you have any receipts or proof of any kind that you made these payments, now's the time to dig it up. According to DOJ, all eligible claimants will get some money back. It may not be a dollar for dollar, depending on how many claimants there are. But if you have been victimized in the past, this is something to pay attention to, because there's an opportunity to get some of your lost money back.
You know that what that is? That is reminds me that you need to have some files where when these kinds of things happen, all right, here are my receipts. Here's the information about it. I'm putting it in the file now, and I'm going to hang on to it in case I wind up being able to use that as information to get some money back. And frankly, you know, 2004, that's a long time ago.
It is. It absolutely is. And one of the things that's happened with this settlement is they did ask all the consumer protection agencies within each state if they had consumers who'd filed complaints. And we've turned those over so they can be considered as part of this settlement. So it's always important, while you think you may get no result or while we may not get an immediate result, over time things do happen. And we then try and involve all the consumers that we can in those settlements.
That's very, very cool. Michelle Ryan and Sandy Chalmers. Again, you can join in with your own questions or comments, or maybe you've got an experience to share that might not be such a good one. Join in at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We're not going to scam you here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Randy Funk is one of the least scammiest persons that I know in the entire world. And she has come trotting right back in here to talk with you about our goal. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like consumer protection that we have on today. Your support makes this happen. So I hope you'll give right now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, people have called me a lot of things, but least scammiest, I think, might be my favorite.
Most honest.
Let's go that way. For today's topic, and I'll take it, especially from you. Yes, so we still have that dollar for dollar match. We are creeping close to the goal, but we are not there yet. And it's from a pair of anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle members in Sturgeon Bay. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 can turn into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover topics like environmental and consumer issues. We talk about gardening. We've got lots of how-to topics, Wisconsin authors, Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information from this program.
And it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Support this program and all the other programs you'd enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, certainly to me, and I know to everyone else who works here, but members make the programs possible.
And you get all these great shows because members kick in a large portion of WPR's budget, the single largest part, in fact. Become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $5 or $10 a month, or any amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Thank you, Bruce. And you can make your contribution right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Brandy Funk, here to raise money that keeps this station, this program on the air. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. You really can help. Join, renew, or make that extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. We've got a ways to go yet. Give right now and double your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love, and do something extra. Ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's something interesting. Eric and Katie from DeForest say the gym is supporting, encouraging us all doing some payback for all the great programming that goes on here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for continuing to provide high-quality, intelligent programming and conversation. Well, what about you? If you haven't given yet, please do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks so much if you've already contributed here on the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at consumer scams, job scams, with our two guests. Michelle Reinen directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Sandy Chalmers, Assistant Deputy Secretary with the department. Again, you can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Joe in Poinette called to say he's thinking of selling some things on Craigslist and wants to know if this site is safe and how he can avoid scams. And there have been a few people on Craigslist, I think, who have had problems. So you need to be careful, Sandy.
Yeah, a lot of people have had great results with Craigslist, but I hear from people all the time who are just astonished at the when they post something for sale, the number of emails they get from people who say they were, you know, in Africa or in the military, and that should raise a red flag. Craigslist has a great section on its website about avoiding scams, and Craigslist says if you deal locally, face-to-face, you can avoid 99% of the fraud that's out there. What we recommend doing is many communities now have a safe space to conduct Craigslist business, whether it's a parking lot of the police department or something like that, a public spot.
Yeah.
So just deal locally and you'll most likely be fine.
I think that's the prudent thing. Gloria had a different kind of question. She wondered about what red flags she should look for when bidding on online auction sites. What if she gets the item, but it isn't what was advertised? That's a problem.
Yeah, I would treat that very similar to garage sale situations, where don't bid more or spend more than you're willing to lose. If it's an advertised auction and there's particular disclosures made about an item, you can file a complaint with us and we'll contact the auction house or those who did the advertisement. But if it's an auctioneer at a private auction, it's like a private sale to a degree as well. And it may be a small claims court situation, but often you just examine the goods online, the risk. You can't really get your hands on it to examine. To test things out, but just be aware of that, that you may not get what the value you think you should be receiving in that product.
Carl emailed, and this kind of goes back to an earlier caller or comment. He emailed to say the latest problem on Amazon is coming from scammers taking over legitimate but idle seller accounts and advertising low cost items. They then do not ship, but promise it will ship shortly. You know, someone who had this happen to him, the expected delivery date would get pushed back with no explanation. In the end, Amazon did refund the money, so that person was lucky, Sandy Chalmers.
Yeah, these legitimate sites like Amazon and eBay all have dispute processes for you to follow. But as Michelle said, it's good to know what those are up front so you know if you run into problems what the likelihood of getting your money back is.
Apparently there have been, I know from experience, there have been a rash of spam emails going around. I know there have been several that have come through the university, and our IT people are saying, don't go to that site. You know, what do we look for out there?
Well, yesterday we had the big Google Docs internet worm. And Google Docs, for those of you that don't know, is something that millions of school kids and college students use on a daily basis to submit assignments. And somebody came up with a virus that sent an email saying, I shared a document with you, which you were to click, and then that was blasted out to all that person's contacts. And I know that some people in our department also clicked on the link too. So again, the scammers are experts at getting us to take that action, you know, that really can have negative consequences. We've also seen a lot of emails lately promising gift cards and rewards programs. You really have to look at your email skeptically, and you can hover your mouse over the link and see where that takes you to. Also look at the return address and hover your mouse over that to make sure it's from a legitimate business. It's easy to tell when it's not. You can tell when somebody else has hacked a legitimate account.
Well, we were certain there was was it yesterday that came?
It was yesterday, the Google Docs.
And our IT people here were just saying, don't you dare. Don't you dare do it. Don't push that button. And small businesses have been targeted, too, here recently of some scams. Are you familiar with some of those scams that have been going on, Michelle?
Well, one of the ones we have seen is that there are individuals calling asking for printer number information, just calling, trying to get the printer ID number off your system there. And we've seen this in the past with that it leads to maintenance and we can come out and do that, or parts issues, or it's time for replacement. Let's verify purchasing information, which then you're just handing over information. The end result is the credit card and that billing to maintain that printer there. So those invasive calls, always be sure that your small business or whomever it is, there's a designated person that's always spoken to. You don't answer those questions. It's not your job responsibility. And that way that finance person or purchasing person is going to validate that that's who you have. That's your supplier for those items that they're calling about. But we've seen it for toner, printers, copiers, paper type situations, various calls over time. But right now it's a printer ID. And then there are other ones where it's kind of a W-2 scam. Small businesses, school districts are being hit with someone from the company or a third-party contracted entity, the accounting department that they hire out, looking for and need you to transmit all the W-2 information on the employees because it was tax time and now it's the follow-up piece of that. So they're verifying no one's changed their statuses for withholdings. Those lead to the data breaches. And so we've seen a number of small data breaches throughout the state because individuals think they're, you know, the CEO asked me to call and have you transmit this to me because I'm doing this research project or validating this or we have to do this billing and whatever the reason may be. They just think, okay, CEO asked for this, so we're going to send it over and fallen victim to those.
So they're not holding up on their promises. We have some promises, though, that we will keep for you as you listen to this program. During our spring membership drive, Larry Mueller here, Brandy Funk joins me again, and here to tell you that you rely on WPR for great information and in-depth discussions like we're having today with our consumer experts. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. So your gift right now, any amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I am so happy to report that we have made our match.
Excellent.
Thank you to all of the members who donated this hour, plus the anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle members in Sturgeon Bay who made the challenge grant. Thank you, everyone. But don't forget to donate. We have 4 more minutes till the end of the hour, and we have 5 new members, and I say, let's try to get 3 more new members. What do you think, Larry?
Well, yeah, and we actually have about 17 more donors to get before we've met that goal as well. So there we go.
Great idea.
You've been enjoying the conversation, I'm pretty sure, about consumer protection. Michelle and Sandy come by once a month. They do a wonderful job of talking about these scams, and I can't tell you how many times people have called and said, oh, man, I heard that last month on your show, and then somebody called, and I knew exactly what to do. That's the kind of help that we're trying to give. I think it's an example of the interesting and informative conversations that we have on this show.
Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe your WPR listening is worth $4 a day to you. You can become a member of our 9XM Leadership Circle, contribute $100 a month. That works out a little less than $4 a day to support WPR programs.
Think about the value you've been getting from WPR in the past year and consider a contribution that puts you in the 9XM Leadership Circle. Sustain the future of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your leadership gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years of broadcasting. And even though some of your favorite shows weren't around in 1917, what if they were?
This is Jim Fleming. Chapter a Day looks to the bestseller lists, celebrating well-known authors like H.G. Wells and Zane Grey, in addition to classics from the Sherlock Holmes canon and more. Join us for Chapter a Day each weekday.
Okay, so maybe Chapter a Day wasn't around in 1917, but we've been through a lot in our first 100 years, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. Here's to the next century of broadcasting. Help build our future now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love those spots. You can pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Brandy Funk asking for your support of WPR during the spring membership drive. And, you know, you could give $10 a month, you might give $20 a month, you might give $50 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And thank you again to everyone who's donated so far. We met our match, but now our goal is to get 17 more pledges. We can do it. Take advantage of the time now and make a donation to Larry Mueller Show. Come on, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Give the amount that's right for you, and if you need help figuring that out, you can consider this. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard, and if you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to about 10 bucks a month. So make that contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, support the radio you love and do something extra. Ask to plant a tree in our centennial forest as your thank you gift when you donate $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you give, what is it, $13 a month, we'll send you one of our artist mugs. And
very sweet mug.
Yeah, it's a it's a cool mug, and it was put together in support of, well, kind of in remembrance of Let's Draw. And Let's Draw was on from 1936 to 1970. You imagine teaching youngsters how to draw on the radio, and they did a wonderful job
amazing.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
I'm telling you. So this is a pretty cool mug of Let's Draw folks that put that together, and it's yours for a $13 a month or more contribution. So I hope you'll support your WPR listening by contributing right now at WPR.org. Or go ahead and phone us at 888-202-2552. We're going to have to take a quick break for a look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net. But then we'll be back with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers for a whole lot more. You stay with us. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Sandy Chalmers, one of my guests, Assistant Deputy Secretary with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The other is Michelle Reinen, who directs the Bureau of Consumer Protection within the department. Great to have them along as we talk about consumer scam issues. Maybe you've been offered a questionable job. Maybe you've had private debt collectors working with the IRS supposedly trying to get a hold of you or some other scam. Give a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. And our computers and our other devices are always susceptible to download malware. Can we talk a little more about some of the newer types that are out there right now, Sandy?
Well, something we've seen in the last month or two are ads that offer free movies, and who doesn't want a free movie? But to see the movie, you have to download software onto your personal device or desktop. Those applications almost always contain some kind of malicious kind of software. So it's the online version of the too good to be true thing. There, you know, you aren't going to get a free movie unless there's a some kind of downside to it. Something else that we've seen that may apply more to younger people who are into gaming. Nintendo Switch is a hot new Nintendo gaming system. Everybody wants them. They're hard to find. And we've seen ads offering a Nintendo Switch emulator where you can take your existing gaming system and use it for the Nintendo Switch games. Those also, when you download them, contain malicious software. So we've talked a lot in the past about what malicious software can do. You know, it most
scares
times,
me.
Yeah, can get your personal information, capture your keystrokes, your passwords, online banking information, credit card information. So whenever you see an online ad that looks too good to be true, it probably is. Yep.
Well, Dennis in Oshkosh has a question. Let's go there. Dennis, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for my question is, why is it when you deal with phone scams or anything like that, that pretend there are credit card companies or a bank, and you call the people or even call the authorities on them to report it, no one does anything about it until you're actually give money to?
Yeah. Well, Michelle Reinen, talk about that.
Well, it is extremely frustrating, the number of calls that consumers get. We hear that regularly. The flip side of that is these are complicated to investigate, and there have been a number of actions taken by the FTC due to the feedback they get directly from consumers receiving these calls and all the input and data that they're receiving from the states who are receiving complaints about these. In October, there was a very large arrest made in India of about 7 or 9 call centers with hundreds of individuals, and then it amounted to a number of arrests in the U.S. as well about the fake IRS phone calls that were received. Over the years, there's been a number on the RoboRachel scam. What happens, though, is these imitations pop up after. There's a small pause, and then new ones pop up because the technology is very easy to imitate these. But we continue to crack down on them, one by one, two by two. Situation working with our state and federal partners. Everybody's involved with the FCC. In the U.S. Treasury, depending upon the type of phone scam that's happening. As a consumer, you can put some blocking technology to work for yourself. The Nomal Robo's out there. You can buy technology. You can use the blocking softwares and apps that are available on your phones to try and personally combat. But it is important to always report the calls you're receiving as well.
I would say when it comes to consumer scams, at least your department, over the course of a year, you guys wind up getting a lot of money back from consumers. For consumers, I should say.
We do. We do have a variety of different kinds of cases that we either are able to settle at the office or that we are referring to the district attorney or the Department of Justice on those. Legitimate telemarketers that have registered or not registered with the state and are not in compliance with the laws, we do take action against those. But these big ones that Dennis is referring to with the IRS scam, those types, they're usually international in nature and very difficult to get at, but there are successes.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. I want to give Phil and Madison a chance to join in. Phil, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Hey, I've got a good one that I've seen in the last couple of years. Craigslist, if you're looking for apartments, housing, stuff like that, the people will actually go out and take a picture of a house that might be for sale. Then they post it on there, and then they put like a really, really good price to come and rent or lease. And so you check in with them, and they get back to you with an email, and they ask you all kinds of information. If somebody was unsuspecting, they'd know this was a scam, but it's really. And then by the next, within a few hours, that posting is off because they're looking to, they ask you for everything.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it, Sandy?
Yeah, we've seen that with regular apartment rentals and vacation-type rentals. And here are some things to do to identify that you might be dealing with a crook. If somebody asks you to wire money, especially when they ask you to wire money before you've even met or you've seen the property, that's a red flag. And remember that wiring money is the same as sending cash. Once you've sent it, you're not going to get it back. Sometimes they'll ask you for a security deposit or first month's rent before you signed a lease. That's also a bad idea to send money. And sometimes these people who are representing themselves as the owners say they're out of the country. They might have an agent or an attorney that is working on their behalf that can give you a key. And sometimes they create fake keys. But don't send money in any case to someone who's overseas, because again, you're not going to get your money back.
And we are hearing some more problems associated with this Airbnb, where you can rent somebody's house for a vacation. And, you know, people are somehow getting scammed on that, Michelle.
Yeah, the vacation, the person who they contact is never renting the property. It doesn't exist rental-wise. Others, they pay up front, like Sandy indicated, and you go to gain access, and it was not a legitimate posting. They can't get in. People are there, so you don't have a place to stay now on your vacation if it's followed through that way after the contact's made. So you need to be very cautious about this and pay attention and make sure that you are making those contacts.
It reminds me just about vacation travel in general. I think I had my credit card number taken while I was on vacation. Fortunately, my credit card company, called to say, did you really want this $80 necklace sent to Tucson, Arizona? And I had to say, no, I did not. And I had to have my credit card number changed. But there are different things associated with vacation travel that you need to be concerned with.
Yeah, you should always notify your credit card company that you're going to be traveling so they can watch for fraud. But when you're planning your vacation, especially when you're working on a package deal, it's best to work with a company that you know and trust and get recommendations from your family and friends about their experiences. But get details about your reservations and accommodations. Some of these companies will talk about five-star accommodations or luxury hotels. We'll find out exactly where you're going to be staying so you can do your research. And then it's also important to get a copy in writing of the cancellation and refund policies before you pay for the trip. Ask yourself a lot of what-if questions, you know, before you put down a deposit.
Dale in De Pere has something for us. Let's go there. Dale, hi.
Hi. I've got a question. My son is graduating from UW-Madison in the spring here in about a couple weeks. And he's got a job where he's getting located to Miami, Florida. And I guess, what is his best avenue? He starts in July. What is his best avenue for finding an apartment down there? He's been doing the Craigslist thing and getting some pretty shady replies, and he's looking maybe to sublet or possibly on his own, but it's pretty expensive. Just wondering what's the best route to go there.
Sometimes when you're relocating like that, the company that you're going to may assist you in the relocation. If you reach out and ask for that, they might be able to, if they don't have if they're not that large and have that, they could sometimes just hook you up. Your boss, your new boss, could tell you about locations or some ads. But also follow through and make contacts with the different management company. Call that state's consumer protection program to see if there are complaints that have been filed against that property owner or management company as well. Our different sources. Often, if you're concerned about the location, that the property's located, you can look at the local law enforcement site for crime in that area. Some do reports on that as well. But get everything in writing. Check it out, as Sandy said. Be cautious. See the lease in writing as well. And if you can take an advance trip and do the move a few weeks later, but you know, instead of taking the truck down there on day one, full of all your goods, that's another option that is good, because then it gives you some breathing room if things don't work out the way you expect them to.
Yeah,
the best way to do it safely is to not pay anyone money until you've physically been in that property and know that it's a real listing and not a hijacked ad.
And I would think anybody who's in that business, you know, if you're the person doing the renting, you're not going to need to have money in advance. I wouldn't think.
It all just depends on the demand of the apartment and how good they are at the sale, I mean, type situation. But that's where if you have someone who lives down there locally, if there is that demand and in space is that limited, someone else can check it out for you. But if you can go down in advance yourself, we always see it yourself.
Seeing is believing, I tell you that. Seeing is believing for me, too, because here comes Brandy Funk strolling into the, you know, just throwing flowers as she comes in, all a twit about the great job that she's got in front of her for the next few minutes, which is to talk with me and with you about our spring membership drive. You count on WPR for great discussions. It's your gift, any amount that makes these discussions possible. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We'd love to hear from you.
Larry, I love being here with you.
I know you do.
It's so fun. Well, last hour we heard from 19 members. Thank you to everyone who pledged. Now our goal this half hour is to get 10 more pledges.
10 more pledges. WPR is celebrating its first 100 years. Great time to support the station you love. Yeah, I actually had quite a few people who've donated $100 for the 100 years, a buck a year. Maybe that's right for you. Help us meet our goal. Start our next 100 years out strong with your centennial gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you've been enjoying the conversation today about consumer protection with Sandy and Michelle. I know I have. And this is an example of the important conversations we have on the Larry Mueller Show. Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might be interested in playing a larger role as a Wisconsin Public Radio supporter. You could join the 9XM Leadership Circle, a growing group, actually, of listeners who've contributed $100 a month at least, or more, as I said, to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members want to make sure Wisconsin Public Radio programming will be here today, tomorrow, and well into the future. Increase your support to WPR. Join the 9XM Leadership Circle today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years, and you can honor the occasion by planting a centennial forest in Wisconsin. Today is your chance to do two good things at once when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio. Donate $5 a month to WPR and choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift. We're partnering with Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and they'll match every tree we plant. Celebrate with us. Make a pledge. Help build a forest. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during our spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Brandy Funk. And we are asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. And we have not moved the needle very hard.
We have not. We have not, but we will. I'm confident. We are looking for 10 more pledges in the next about 8 minutes to stay on track. Your support keeps WPR strong, and it helps pay for the Larry Mueller Show. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't think you get a show like this anywhere else. I think this show is possible because of the wonderful guests we have. Don't we have?
Amazing guests.
We try very, very hard to get the very best people, like Michelle and Sandy, for example. They really know what they're talking about when it comes to consumer scam issues. Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, our veterinarian. Scott Craven was on my show yesterday talking about the world of wildlife. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and it's been a lot of fun and interesting for me. I've learned an awful lot, and as you listen, I hope you're learning a lot, too, and I hope you'll support us right now with a gift at What is it? WPR.org. That's where we have to go.
That's true.
Go to WPR.org, or you can also phone 888-202-2552.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you. Programs that entertain and engage you anytime you want.
And what makes it all possible? You do. People who contribute make it happen.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, your membership makes a difference. Become a member with your pledge of $5 or $10 a month, or whatever amount is right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We pay for things that are important to us, and when you think about it, WPR is probably as important to you, or even more so than some of the other things you spend money on.
Life just wouldn't be as good without WPR. And WPR wouldn't be as good as it is without listener support. It is win-win. Right, Larry?
Well, it is win-win.
Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 pays for the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
We're looking for 10 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every single day. Your pledge right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552 makes a big difference. We had a nice note from Tara from Minnesota. It says, I'm pledging today to show my appreciation for the significant service WPR provides to us listeners. Thank you so much. That's nice.
Thank you, Tara. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Have you ever done it by phone? I did it by phone one time just to do it.
I
walk right in there and, and write. I often just go in there and write my check.
I've answered the phones. How about that?
It really is a simple thing to do. You're done in a minute a minute or two at the most. And your gift supports the programs and the stories that keep you connected to the world. So what better time than right now to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
About $30 a month, as a matter of fact, $30 or $31 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or from your credit card. I usually use a credit card when I do it because I get the air miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Make your pledge right now. Whatever, if you're going to use your bank account, that's fine with me. If you're going to use your credit card, that's fine. Make it right now, and whatever amount, that's the right one for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us just a few minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
I like to think of it as a wise investment. I have invested my money. I've actually made the call. I don't think I've ever done it online because I can just walk into the studio and write a check if I want to or put it on my credit card. You can, maybe you just can't walk right into our area and do that, but you can donate at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And, Larry, we have 8 more pledges to go. In about 3 more minutes, we can do it. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners, you make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day. Make your centennial gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, I tell you what, this is a great time for you. We're going to have to go away here in a few seconds, but I hope you'll support the radio that you love. You can ask to plant a tree as your gift. Pledge now and grow a tree when you give $5 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you've already contributed, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And so does Brandy, of course, and so do we all. If you haven't, go to WPR.org or phone 888 888- 202-2552 and make your contribution.